Hey, how's it going, guys? This is C-Jack Podcast. I'm your host, C-Jack. I'm here with my buddy, John. How's it going, John?
Pretty good.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit for the people. You guys are just such a soft voice. It's not, I don't want to say you got a girly voice because it's deep, but it's just like such a soft, just a soft, deep voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know
what you mean. That's the catch, John, right there. So before I hit the record button, we were bullshitting. You want to kind of tell the people what we were talking about?
You go ahead, man. You good?
All right. Well, he was talking about some bullshit going on. Talking about an old boss I used to have and stuff. Not gonna say his actual name, but we're just gonna talk about some bullshit and sit here and bullshit around because I think it's gonna make for a great podcast. So anyway, before we got started, what were you saying about this guy? He always used to show up late, and what else? He
tried to justify it, like he was in the right because he shows up at like 8:05 every day, or you know a little bit past that, and he tried to justify it like he's on time because that's his time, and that's just not right. But,
and see, guys, here's the full story. The guy's supposed to be here at 8 o'clock. This job, when I worked it, I'm sure this was probably your shift. I worked midnight to 8, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's the so-called supervisor, boss, like I said. He comes in at 8 o'clock, supposed to come in at 8 o'clock, and stay till 4. And see, he'd always justify the same thing for me, but before they got the middle guy in between him and the head boss.
Right.
He'd always justify it with me because you know how he doesn't like to leave, right?
Yeah, he's there like 24/7 basically.
Right. So he'd always justify it with me by saying, "Okay, well, I may show up, you know, at 8:15 or 8:20 because that's how late he always was when I was working there," and he'd be like, "But I'm here till 4:15 or 6 o'clock, or sometimes I'm here when you come in at midnight." And I'm like, "Yeah, but Mark, that doesn't justify it for me because you're keeping me here late,
right?
And I've got to be here on time, and you're wanting me to clock out at 8 o'clock in the morning, but you're showing up 20 minutes late or so. So I'm not getting paid for that."
Yeah,
supposedly.
Funny thing is he had said to us that. Because I was gonna do that because he did keep me past like 30 minutes, and he showed up and was sitting there talking to me, and I was like, you know, can I write down, you know, 8:30? And he was like, no, you punched out at 8. And I was like, I've been sitting here though until 8:30 waiting for you, and it's stupid.
Yeah, I was always like, dude, you know, I may get off at 8. That means I want to get off at 8 because I gotta go home, go to sleep. Or, you know, go home and do some stuff because sometimes, you know, I'd have to stay up and get some errands done because 8 o'clock in the morning, everything is open, right?
Right.
Well, by the time I get up, and everything's going to be closed because by the time I get up, it's going to be like 4:30, 5 o'clock. And by the time I take a shower and all that extra bullshit.
Yeah, beat the big bullshit, yeah.
that's why this guy is on the podcast, man, because he says off-the-wall shit like that. So, anyway, going on with the story, he'd always just justify, you know, I'm here this late or this late. Well, that doesn't mean anything because that guy still has to do his job. The guy you're relieving wants to go home, and the guy that comes in after you still has his job to do whether you're here or not.
Well, and another thing is when he gets mad if you don't write somebody up, if somebody's doing something wrong, but when he comes in and if someone's doing something that's not right, he won't write him up. But if we don't write him up, we're in trouble.
Right, exactly. That was the other issue I had with him a few times. And just for a little bit more knowledge so you guys can kind of understand what we're talking about. The place we're talking about, we worked at a college. All right, so here's another story I'm going to give you. It was me and him walking around one evening. It was a Saturday night. You know, on Saturday nights, you got to go around and you got to try to stop the parties and everything.
Right.
At least when I worked there, I know a lot of shit's changed since then.
It's not like that no more.
But the you know how it was? I think it was like November, December, somewhere around there. Starting to get a little chilly out. You know those long trench coats that some of the students will wear.
Yeah.
You know, to try to conceal shit and everything.
Right.
Well, this guy, I had seen him. He was holding the can, and he put it in his inside pocket, and he started to walk by me. And he didn't think I'd seen him. So he stopped and talked to me, said, "Hey, how you doing?" and everything. Well, when he got ready to leave, I didn't bring it up the whole time. I was waiting for him to see, you know, if he slipped up and said anything. And when he got ready to leave, I was like, "All right, man, I know you got alcohol on you. This is a campus where you can't have any alcohol out in the open, any open containers. Like, you can take it, a closed container,
right,
from the your car to your room." Or
that's
from
a law, too.
Room to room.
If it's open, you can't.
Yeah, you can't have open alcohol out in public. And that was just that's the rule of the college. And it's also a state law, too. And so I was like, "I'm going to give you three options." I wasn't gonna write him up off the bat because that's not me. This kid was actually a pretty good kid. I gave him some rides from here, from place to place. I helped him out a couple times. He'd helped me out in a couple situations where I was doing some investigations. So he wasn't really a bad kid. And I just like, "I'm going to give you three options, man. Your first option is you can go ahead and keep walking. I know who you are. I don't need to see your ID. I'm going to ask you for your ID, but if you don't show it to me, I already know who you are. So you're going to get wrote up regardless. You can give it to me, and I will dispose of it for you. Or you can dump it out right now and give me the can."
Right.
And I lied. I gave him a fourth option, which I probably shouldn't have done this one, but knowing he was a good kid and everything, I went ahead and did it. I said, "You can chuck it right now in front of me and then give me the can." Well, because I know alcohol is expensive, and I know these kids normally don't have a lot of money. They're paying $40,000 to go a semester to go to this school. And he chose the option, "No, go ahead and chug it." And he gave me the can and everything. I disposed of it. And the supervisor said, "Well, you can't do that." And I said, what's it hurting? I said, "I took care of the problem. He cooperated with me. He treated me with respect. I treated him with respect and treated him like an adult." I said, "And the problem was solved. So what's the problem there?" I said, everything doesn't have to end up, and it doesn't have to conclude with a write-up or somebody actually getting in physical trouble and getting fined through the college or whatever else the college may do as far as disciplinary actions. Not everything has to go through the chains. And the job we're talking about is a security job, guys. So I'm like, so our duty as an officer is to observe, report, and protect. That is our job at this college. As far as the security goes, security is like private police, basically. The main difference between security and police is the qualifications and being sworn in and the firearm. And some security positions have the firearm.
Yeah.
That and the right to arrest. But other than that, when you're a security officer for a certain place, you have almost as much of the authority of that place as a regular officer does, especially at like a college. So a cop doesn't arrest everybody he sees. A cop doesn't give everybody a ticket he sees. There's officers out there that give breaks. Some of them give more breaks than there should probably be given. But there's breaks that are given, and everybody deserves a second chance. It was his first violation, first time I've ever had an interaction with this guy. I gave him a second chance. Where was the problem there?
Well, I mean, I really don't see a problem there. I mean, because I would have just let it go too. I probably would have just taken it and dumped it for him and then just call it that. But
yeah, I understand the whole giving him the chug it option probably wasn't the best one.
Shit, I would have chugged. I'd have took it back to the office and been chugging it.
You can't be drunk on the job. Even though I know one beer ain't going to make it your bowl, it might you. I've never went drinking with you yet, so don't really know how your alcohol tolerance is. But
not too good.
But, I mean, that's just kind of the thing. All right, so enough about that job. Moving ahead, I got another story to tell you guys. My buddy John here, he's sitting here, and what do you keep grabbing over there, John?
It's fucking nuts, man.
You're grabbing somebody. Are they your nuts, or you got some? What are they called? What are they? Solid caramel peanuts.
Oh, your nuts, man.
They're not mine. My old lady'd be jealous as hell, man. You want me to call her up for you? She'll tell you who they are. But you just go around, walk around grabbing people's nuts, or what?
Yeah, man. They taste really good, too, actually.
Do they?
Yeah. Solid caramel, man.
Well, they're planters, so, I mean, well, all kidding aside, planters is that's probably the best tree nut you can buy.
Yeah.
What else you got for us tonight, John? Any other off-the-wall shit?
Not really. I mean, the other day, we had another worker come in. He was talking about walnuts. You know, he's like, yeah, man, I go hunting and stuff for squirrels and stuff because, you know, they're eating my walnuts and shit. And I was like, you know, that's cool. And he was like, man, those are probably the best damn nuts you can taste and shit. I'm just like, what? And me and my other coworker just started dying laughing. And, yeah, that's the story, man.
So he likes some nuts, huh?
Yeah, he loves some nuts.
Oh, you can't hate a man for liking some nuts. I mean,
I love these nuts over here.
Well, with all the diversity anymore, you can't hate on anything. That's like I've got an old saying that I used to say, "What guy doesn't like boobs?" But you know, with all the lesbianism and everything anymore, what? Who doesn't love boobs? Everybody loves them. That's the first thing you attach to when you come out of your mom.
Yeah, boobies.
See, this is going to be a fucked up podcast, but we don't care. It's got to make somebody laugh, right? If it makes us laugh, it's got to make somebody laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, probably a little. It's probably going to make Mac laugh.
There you go, Mac. There's your shout out for the episode. Big old Mac.
Damn, plug.
I don't know what you got to sell, Mac, or I'd plug some shit for you. So how's your week been going anyway, man?
Just working all the time.
That's, work, huh?
That's really it. That's all I do now.
How you liking your job?
I like it. I haven't seen anything crazy until today.
What did you see crazy today?
You don't want to know. It was pretty gross.
You can talk about it as long as you leave names and likenesses out.
I don't even know a name.
Well, that's probably a good
thing. That was pretty bad. You can go ahead and talk about it if you want, man.
this is all you, buddy.
Well, today I came in and I'm hired on for one-on-one. So when I came in,
I just missed that shot. I was trying to throw my pop in the trash can, and I just fucking missed it.
Well, so basically, we came in, and I haven't had a one-on-one for a couple days.
And what is a one-on-one?
One-on-one is, you know, you just sit with a patient, suicidal, or, you know, just really anything. If they're going to be violent, you know, you're usually there. So,
well, you're at the hospital, right?
Yeah, here at the hospital. So, I went down, me and Cody, or C-Jack, and we went down there, and...
I'm going to say, who the fuck's Cody?
We went down there, and fucking... right when I walked in the room, seen some fucking puh.
You got, I know you guys, we're going to have to video this shit because you couldn't see a look on his face. I wasn't laughing at what he was saying so much as a look on his face.
It was gross. It was definitely that. And, we had a pretty bad one-on-one today. And now it's all good, but I'm glad I didn't have to stay in there with him. I know that for sure.
You got a lively one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while you meet some lively people in this job. Pretty good job, pretty good gimmick.
Yeah. Not really good pay, though, but, I mean, for what we do anyway, it's not that good. But.
Blame Permar for that. Name drop! There's your plug, Permar. I had to do that shit, man.
They're gonna be like, man, I know those voices.
Let's just hope Ken doesn't listen.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, so you know that prediction podcast I was telling you about?
Yeah.
So, stupid me, wasn't paying attention. Excuse me there. And, well, I had to clear my throat, you know. too much stuff in my throat. Anyway. fuck you. Anyway,
I've been eating too many of these nuts over here.
Not tonight, buddy. Not tonight. It's not Thursday night, unfortunately. That's when I let Mr. Garrison come out.
I went to see the new Stephen King's It.
How is it?
That was fucking awesome.
And, no pun intended, though, but how was it?
it was scary. It had a scary moment. So, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, like, I'm having nightmares scary, but it did have its moments, and then, it also changed. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't the same as the old one. I mean, they had a little couple ports that were kind of the same, but, it was, you know, I give it an A+. It was good. It was really good.
Okay, so compared to the original 97 version, I believe, was the original date?
It was old, I know, actually.
How did it match up?
The clown was really different. Like, I liked the old clown.
What were the main differences?
Well, the new Pennywise, I didn't like his voice at all. Like, it just wasn't scary.
Too high, too deep, what?
No, it just didn't seem right. You know, like, Pennywise from back in the day, he had the creepiness to it. And the new one did.
Just really wasn't like a creepiness-esque vibe. Not a.
They also had right at the beginning when Georgie goes over there and he's getting down there, he's trying to grab his boat, and at the very first one, you know, it shows the clown coming in with its mouth like all fucked up and shit. But in this one, in the new one, then you know it actually shows the clown open its mouth, eat its arm, and pull it in, and it didn't show that normally. And
so that was better then, right?
Yeah. I don't know. There was a couple parts that I didn't really like. Like at the very end, they had him dancing, the clown. And I mean, I know he's Pennywise, the dancing clown, but the dance move he was doing was just, I don't know. It didn't.
What was it? Was it like a?
He was, like, kicking his legs out and shit, hopping there. It was dumb. I don't know. I have to show
like
you.
Like your normal bozo dance?
Yeah, it was dumb. And,
Compared to the old one, what was the old one like?
The old one was cheesy. That's really it. The old one was really cheesy compared to this one. I think the new one is better, and, you know, overall. But,
As far as the clown itself?
Well, as far as the whole movie, the whole, you know.
But as far as the clown itself, the old clown was better.
Yeah, the old clown was better.
Now, do you think special effects have a lot to do with making the new one better?
Yes and no. Because some of the special effects on there I didn't really like, because it just, I don't know, they make it too noticeable, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's better. It's like one of those things that you have to watch it to know what I'm talking about.
What are you saying is too noticeable in the movie?
Like, I mean, on the old one, they didn't have the big ass clown fucking crawl out and shit. And, I don't know. It just, the special effects, like, it was okay. Like, the camera shaking and shit. I didn't like that.
Oh, they actually had the camera, like, yeah, like shaking? Like the cameraman was scared?
Yeah. He probably shit himself. I know my girlfriend did. She fucking, she didn't like it at all.
Your girlfriend shat herself?
No. She doesn't like clowns, so.
Yeah. I was going to say, if so, that's love right there.
No, she didn't really, but I know that it did scare her. She doesn't like clowns or anything like that, but fucking, like I said, dude, in all, it was really good. It had its moments where, you know, like in this one, the clown itself didn't ever turn into a werewolf like in the old one.
So it didn't shapeshift or nothing?
No, I mean, it did kind of at the end, like it kind of turned into like the spider, you know. And it did a little bit, like the werewolf kind of came out at the end. His hand turned into the werewolf and his mouth, he was like kind of growling. And that was it, though. It didn't, like, his whole body didn't change.
Because, see, it is really anything
right,
it wants to be. It's,
right, it's the fear.
Yeah, it's your fear. And the reason why it's Pennywise is because the main protagonist in it
right.
is scared of clowns. And that's what makes it Pennywise. So that's why I was kind of curious on
right.
if he, you know, if it was ever anything other than the clown. Well,
there was some Easter eggs on there that I couldn't tell you what they are, to be honest with you, but I've seen it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, there was...
You ain't had a chance to watch them, though, yet?
No.
Watch the video and, you know, catch them?
No, man. Like I said, man, when I go home, you know, I take a shower, you know, beat the dick real quick, lay down, go to sleep, wake up, do it all over again, man.
Didn't really need to know that much detail, but...
it was good. It was good. And there's also, what was it? Hitman's Bodyguard.
That's a good one.
That was really good, too.
I know. I've seen that one. The yeah. only problem I had with that movie, which I think I talked about it to these guys before, but I think I've mentioned it to you before. The only problem I had with it was Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds, and he plays Ryan Reynolds in every movie.
Right.
So, and that's the problem, is when he played Deadpool, he wasn't really playing Deadpool. He was playing Ryan Reynolds playing Deadpool.
Right.
Which, and what I mean by that is, Ryan Reynolds is really just a very quirky, very sarcastic, funny guy. Which, and he's got a mouth on him. And really, that's all Deadpool is. Deadpool is just a psychotic, mouthy, quirky guy.
Right.
And so that's the only problem I had with that movie, is he was playing, it seemed like he was playing Deadpool without being Deadpool. You right. know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, he's playing in every movie, you know. Now he kind of seems like Deadpool in every movie.
Yeah, he seems like he's playing the same character in every movie, because that's just him. He's right. playing his version of that character. But that version of the character is just a part of him. Just like I'm saying, you know, when he played Deadpool, he played it as himself.
Right.
Because that's just who Ryan Reynolds is. So therefore, it just kind of, I mean, I know there's the costume's not there, all the special effects, all the makeup. His face isn't melted and shit, obviously, in this new movie. But he's playing with guns. Obviously, he's a bodyguard.
Right.
He does some parkour, which he did in Deadpool.
Right.
Just a lot of the stunts seem to be kind of similar in a way.
Yeah, I think they're making a new Deadpool right now, aren't
they? They are. They're making a Deadpool 2. I don't know if I got a chance to show you or not, or if you've seen it or not, but they actually had a trailer for the new Deadpool at the beginning of Logan.
Yep, yep.
That was funny as hell.
Yeah, yeah, I like Logan was good. Dude, there's a lot of really good movies out right now.
Logan was amazing, and Logan was what I thought all the X-Men movies should be.
Yeah.
That rated R rating, I'm trying to say this right without it sounding stupid. The rated R rating, that doesn't sound right. It sounds like I'm getting ready to call out Edge. The rated R superstar. That's not what I'm trying to do, guys. The R rating really gave that movie its whole, because it let them do stuff they couldn't do before with Logan or Wolverine, that I really wish they could have done before, because it allowed them to do a lot more as far as showing Wolverine's viciousness.
Right.
That they couldn't do in any of the other X-Men movies. I mean, Wolverine's not a very light character. He's a very dark character. It's kind of like Batman. Batman should, in my opinion, mostly be a little bit closer to that R rating, just because it's Batman. Batman's a darker character. Joker's a very dark character. Anytime you got the Joker as a main villain in a Batman movie, I think you should probably have the R rating, just because that's who Joker is.
Right. Yeah.
I know I'm kind of getting a little bit off topic there, but
kind of.
But I'm just saying that R rating really helps movies get their full potential sometimes.
Right.
In certain occasions. I'm not saying just go out and make any movie rated R. Like, I'm not saying go out and make the next Avenger movie rated R. No, I wouldn't do that. Nice shot, by the way. This guy's a better basketball player than me, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I came out the NBA. I'm on the new 2K18.
Oh, so you and Mac are going to go play with some one-on-one then, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a dunk over.
You know, I bet that shot wouldn't have been missed if Mac was here.
Yeah.
If Mac was here, he would have dunked that son of a bitch. I know that. No. Mac... This man, I've never seen Mac play basketball before,
yeah.
But I can tell by his size and by the passion he talks about it.
His size?
His height.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's tall.
Yeah, he's taller than me.
he's pretty tall.
I'm a big guy.
Yeah, he's pretty damn tall.
I can tell by his height and the passion he talks about basketball when I talk to him about basketball. He would have made that fucking shot. Well,
didn't he say something about he's thinking about going back or going to try?
Man, I don't want to say anything because I'm not sure.
Right.
I would like to get him on the podcast to tell the people what's going on with his life and stuff. It's just our schedules don't match up that well anymore.
Right.
Since he's became maintenance guy, it's he comes in, I'm leaving. He comes in, I leave. He comes in, I'm leaving. So with our work schedules not matching up,
right,
that means our sleep schedules aren't going to match up, so there's no chance for us to get together and actually do a fucking podcast, man.
Right. Yeah, I heard that.
Shit, I had something I was going to ask you, but my mind went fucking blank.
I had that happen earlier.
Don't you fucking hate when that shit happens?
Yeah, I did get the new 2K18, though.
How is it? The new NBA?
Yeah, it's
I say, you say 2K18 now. You,
right.
With them picking up the WWE franchise, and I think they got one other franchise that they do, too, that 2K does.
I think so.
With the 2K brand, you know, 2K18.
You got
NBA, then right. You got WWE, and I think you got one other one, but I'm not sure.
Oh, usually when I say 2K18, everybody knows it is NBA, because I never really played. I got like 2K16 for wrestling, but I don't know. Like, I always have trouble like getting the controls down and all that stuff. So that's why I never really played it.
See, the reason why I asked you how it was is because the wrestling 2K18, that game looks really fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
By looking at it, it looks a lot better than 17, which I've played. Glitchy as a mofo.
Yeah, that's why I hate glitching.
And it's really the new one. It looks like it's gonna have a lot of open world type aspects. Like you're gonna be able to run around the backstage. It's gonna be more WWE.
Because NBA is the same way.
Is it? Yeah, you can run around backstage and stuff.
Well, it's not that you can run. Well, it's not like as a backstage. I mean, you do have your backstage for the game. Like, when you start up a game, like, if you're playing career-wise,
That's what I'm talking about. Career-wise, you, like, start off in your locker room.
Right.
You can tell me if this is how the NBA one is. And if it is, then we know where they kind of pulled the games from.
Right.
You start off in the locker room. You can walk out of your locker room, walk around the backstage area, which I know it's not really a backstage area with NBA. It's right. more of like a, you know, just the backstage, back area, right. you know.
Well,
and then you can talk to different wrestlers and stuff. There's always going to be a legend around. There's going to be a general manager. Vince is probably going to be there somewhere. And then when you're ready, you can proceed to your match.
It's kind of like that, but you don't walk around like backstage. When you see when it starts your game, it says, like, you hit A to go to court. And when you're
talking about on Xbox, right?
Right. And then when you go out there to the court, it shows him leaving the locker room, walking out there, and you do a shoot around right off the bat, which you never done. They never did that. Like that, you can warm up. You know how like when you go to a game, they're always warming up first, and you can do that, that's really cool. And it doesn't last long. I mean, maybe, I don't know, 30 seconds, maybe 90 seconds.
Well, you don't want to warm up to last long because you right. want to save your energy for the right. game.
And then you play the game, and I mean it's good. And, I mean they're always upgrading every year. It's always something new and something better. And then when you are done with your game, you can leave and walk around. You can go lift weights. Like you literally can lift weights. Like go to a weight room and you can use your controller to lift the weights up and stuff and do bench press.
To build your character up.
Yeah, and then. You can run around. When you get to 99, level 99 or whatever it is, you can ride. There's a bike there that you can ride around. And yeah, you do there. You can go get a haircut. You can go to the store, buy shoes, buy clothes. And that is cool, I thought.
So basically, they're kind of pulling the same ideas for both games.
Right. Well, the difference is from the wrestling to NBA, you can't really run around backstage in the
right,
NBA
because
courts. But you can run around on the outside of the, on the outside.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying is, obviously, with NBA, you're not going to run around. You're not going to talk to a general manager.
Right.
You're not going to talk to legends back in the backstage area because it's just a game. It's not really like a show like
right.
Raw is or SmackDown. And so, obviously, you're not going to do that stuff in NBA. But, the fact that you can go lift weights and the fact that you can go do the haircut and stuff like that. And then the new WWE game, from what I've seen as far as demo-wise and everything so far, I think you can go talk to the trainer, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's somewhere where you can go buy upgrades for your character. There might be a weight room backstage. I'm not sure whether there is or not. But if there is, we know where they pulled that from.
Right. Yeah. They're definitely stepping it up.
I know you can go talk to the seamstress or the dressing coordinator.
Yeah.
In the new WWE game, which is where you pull your buying clothes and shoes
right.
from. You go talk to her and you can talk to her and build your own outfit
right.
for your in-ring gear. So that's kind of cool. That's kind of where... So they're basically stemming from the same thing, and they're making them different, but one and the same as well.
Right. Well, they're making it just, where you can do everything, which is good. It's not all, preset for you. You can do everything yourself now, which is cool, because that's how I like games. Like, I like open world games a lot.
That's what I've always said, is open world and full character customization is what helps make a good game.
Yeah.
If you have those elements in a game, I'm not saying those are the only things to make a good game, because we know there's been plenty of games that have one or the other, and they can be a bad game.
Yeah.
And there's some games that can even have both and still be a bad game just because of glitches or bugs or... It's just not interesting, and even though it's open world, it's repetitive.
Right. Yeah, I know that. I know that one thing is that I hate about Xbox is I fucking hate their controllers, man. Like, I've had three controllers break on me already.
See, I've noticed. I'm a PlayStation guy myself.
The sticks, anyway.
I'm a PlayStation guy myself, and I've actually got both. I've got an Xbox One and a PS4. And personally, I play all my games on the PS4. And I've noticed, as far as like looking stuff up, gear for the Xbox is valued lower, like when it comes to selling stuff or buying stuff or whatever. It's valued lower than PS4 stuff. A PS4 controller, if you buy it pre-owned, you're still paying $40, $50.
Right, you can buy a brand new one online for like $39.99, I think, an Xbox One controller.
Yeah. I bought a pre-owned Xbox One controller. I think I paid $35 for it. If that would have been a PS4 controller, it would have cost me at least $50.
Yeah,
I sold an Xbox controller and I sold a PS4 controller because I had a couple extra ones laying around. Didn't really need them. Xbox One, they gave me $10 for. I'm giving GameStop prices here. PS4 controller, you gave me $20, dude. Double the price for the PS4 controller. And the other thing that I think that also makes the PS4 controller better is the fact that it's got the built-in battery pack.
Yeah. That does help, because then you don't have to change the battery. I mean, I got, you know, record this, I got rechargeable batteries.
I do for mine, too.
So, I mean, regardless.
But, I mean, you still got to go out and spend that extra $20 for those battery packs.
Right. Well, like, right here, that's not brand new. But there, I mean, you can find, you know, brand new ones on here for...
Well, you're finding them for $20, $25 right there. I mean, they're not expensive controllers. That's the point we're just trying to make. And the other thing I noticed about Xbox controllers is they're not that touchy. Like, you got to really press the buttons down hard to get your command to go through, especially that X button.
Here's a brand new Xbox One remote.
White.
With a white. And it's $1,566 with free shipping, and it's brand new.
And that's on eBay?
Yeah, that's on eBay.
See, they're not expensive controllers, that's the thing.
And that's a card. No, I'm not taking it.
And he's buying that son of a bitch right here on the CJAC podcast. Listen to that. Fuck. Sometimes I can't talk so well. But really, that's the point I'm trying to make. Have you noticed that? Do you have a PS4?
Yeah, I got a PS4. Okay. Black Ops 3 edition.
Okay. So have you noticed that when you hit that X button, you got to really hit it hard?
Yeah.
Compared to the PlayStation home button?
Yeah.
PlayStation home button, you just barely tap it. Your PlayStation turns on.
Right. I love the PlayStation 4. I just don't really have a lot of games for it. I have, like, one game, but it's, like, super old. And
what game?
I think it's an old... It's an old Call of Duty, I think. Like maybe Ghost. I don't remember.
The one Eminem helped do?
Yeah, it's old.
I say Ghost is pretty old.
But I did have the Black Ops 3, but when I ended up getting it, my dad had actually gave me the system because he went and bought the Pro. So he was like, I'm not going to use it. You can take it if you want it. So I did, but I forgot the game. And he lives in Arizona, so I can't really go out there and pick it up, so...
I'd be calling that motherfucker up and be like, hey, Pop, you know that game I forgot? Why don't you send that some bitch in the mail? Yeah. Motherfucker, I need something to play.
But also, I don't have the PlayStation
Plus.
Yeah.
Dude, I know.
Or is it not the PlayStation Plus, the online.
Yeah, that's the Plus.
Oh, okay. I thought PlayStation Plus is the actual PlayStation. Because they got the PlayStation Plus.
No, that's Pro.
That's Pro. Okay.
You're talking Pro, dude.
Yeah.
No, the Plus is the online equivalent for Xbox Live.
Yeah, see, I need to like that.
And see, honestly, from looking at the two side by side, Plus has better games on it than Pro does, than Xbox Live.
Right. Well, they give out better free games, too.
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Plus has better free games, because last month, you know what they gave out for Plus?
What?
Until Dawn. Have you ever heard of that game?
I've heard of it, but I haven't played it.
Great game, dude. Yeah. Great game. I actually had a disc-based copy of this game. I took it and I sold it because I got the online version of it. Because I'm like, well, if I got the digital version, why don't I need two copies of the games?
Right.
If I would have known you were in need of some new games, I would have been like, hey, John. I've been like, hey, $20 is yours.
Yeah, I would have bought
it. I mean, I they sold it for, I think, 15, and they're going to turn around and sell it for 30. So, I mean, you know, I could have gave you a $10 discount.
Was it Until Dawn, and was it Call of Duty Black Ops 3? Was those the free games?
No, I don't know what the second one is, but it was Until Dawn and something else.
I'll tell you.
This month, it's an older game, and it was actually probably one of the first releases for the PlayStation 4. It's called Infamous Second Son.
That's the
free game this month.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's funny, when I went over to my uncle's and I was talking to you about that, to get on Voodoo and shit, he was actually playing that right when I got there. Yeah, he likes it. I don't know, I played the first Infamous for PS3, and I don't know why, but back then when I was a kid, you know, games and shit were harder back in the day for me because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, that one, I tried playing it as well, and I lost interest really quick because I didn't. Talking about 2K16 or 17 or 18, we're gonna go through every fucking year until we get this something bitch right. he's scrolling through Facebook right here, and an ad just popped up for 2K18. Says be like no one. Anyway, going back to what I was saying, I tried playing the first Infamous, and I was like, it seemed complicated. But
yeah, that's the thing. It was really difficult for me anyway. I mean, I'm really good at games. I'm really good at the Uncharted games. I beat all those.
Yeah.
Besides the new one. The new one I got over here.
New one's good. I've actually done a podcast on it. It's a good game. It's short, but it's good.
Yeah.
But most of the Uncharted games, they're kind of short. You're playing for the story anyway.
Right. I wish they would have made them a little longer. Because, every time I get to the very end, I'm like, man, I know this is coming up to the end. I don't want it to end. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, because you can kind of feel when it's starting to wind down, and you're like, oh man, this story's been so good, I don't want it to end yet.
There was a game I played on The Last of Us.
That was great game, dude.
That was one of
great game.
Games,
do you own it?
No, I just played it back. Well, I mean, I own it when I had the PS3.
So you don't own it for PS4?
No. Yeah. Is there any difference?
Graphics-wise, yes.
Well, graphics-wise, but I mean,
you have all the extra DLC that you didn't have on PS3.
Yeah, because I know that was a great game.
Then they have a second one for it. Like a bonus content where you play as her and the black girl. I can't think of the characters' names right off the top of my head right now, but yeah,
but
it's pretty good.
That was a good game. Until Dawn was good. Or not Until Dawn. Dying Light.
Dying Light. That's the one based on Mike Myers, right? Dying Light is on.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Dead by Daylight.
Is that Michael Myers?
Yeah, it's based on Michael Myers. But see,
I've never seen that. I don't think
it's a new one. That's why.
I'll have to check that.
But Dying Light, yeah, I own that game too.
Oh man, that game. I ran through it. It was good.
You want to buy them? I got both these games, man.
I got it for Xbox. That's what I played it on.
Oh, all right.
I played it. It was good. And I haven't played any of the DLCs yet. But it was really good. And I did all the glitches and stuff. You know, duplicate.
Before they patch that shit?
Right. so then you could buy everything. Yeah, I blew through the game. And it was fun. It was a great game. And I know that they have a new zombie game coming out. I'm not for sure what the name of it is.
Days Gone.
Yeah, I heard that. That looks pretty good.
I was wanting to say I think that's the one that's going to have Norman Reedus in it.
I think so.
But I might be getting that one confused with the second one because there's two of them that are coming out. One's Days Gone, and I can't think of what the other one is right off the top of my head. But one's got Norman Reedus in it, and then the other one is, it's just got a guy, you're playing, it's like a biker type guy. And you're playing, it's kind of like Dying Light in a way, but way more zombies. I watched the game trailer for that, and this guy, the guy who was playing it, got zombies on him. And, I mean, it was just thousands and thousands of zombies.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's some fucking zombies. Now, that's a zombie game.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait for
Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
You seen the new trailer yet?
I have not yet, no.
Well, after we finish this podcast up, I'll play it for you. Thanks for being on the show, John. We're hitting that 45-minute mark. I got to talk to these people about some wrestling. You can tune in a little bit if you want to. And before I talk about wrestling, I'm going to ask you right here on the podcast, would you be interested in breaking down a match at some point for the people with me?
Breaking down a match, like...
just sitting here, kind of, not really doing commentary for, like, we'll just sit here, watch a match. We'll pick a list of matches. I know you liked it back in the day, so we'll pick an older match.
Yeah.
And we could just sit here and kind of talk about what we're seeing, and that was a good high spot and stuff like that. Would you like to do that sometime?
Yeah.
I think people would enjoy that.
Yeah, I probably would.
I know it'd give us some time to give us a little bit of time passing. give us some something to do to pass the time. I was trying to get that out. Sometimes, you know, 1:32 in the a.m., my mind starts to become mush. when my mind's already mush, it becomes mushier. All right. Thanks for being on the podcast, John. You can chime in if you want, but I'm going to talk to these people about some wrestling real quick. So like I said, I was going to talk to you guys about some wrestling. Real quick, there's just a couple things I want to talk about. If you haven't listened to it yet, listen before you watch WWE No Mercy. I don't care how the fuck you watch it, whether you watch it on the WWE Network for $9.99. You are not licking my foot. Well, you see that? No, we ain't getting in there right now. Oh fuck! Fucking sorry now. Yeah, for $9.99 a month. I don't care if you watch on WWE Network for $9.99 a month. There's your fucking free plug, Vince. God damn it! I need to fucking talk so I can finish this shit up. Before we go too far into an hour, or if you type into Google, watch it on whatever other channel. Really don't fucking care. That's up to you. I'm sure you can find it free on YouTube streaming or some shit like that. I ain't promoting it, but, you know, I ain't getting paid for promoting WWE either. So until they want to send me a nice fat paycheck, I'll take maybe about $5,000-$6,000 if you're listening, Vince. Just joking, by the way. I would gladly work for you. Just shoot me an offer. But unless they start paying me to plug their shit, I really don't care how you watch it. Whether you watch it WWE Network or whether you watch it for free on YouTube, whether you go to fucking B-dubs and watch it. I think they might do free pay-per-views. Do you know anything about that, John?
I know they do, like, UFC.
Yeah, I know they used to do WWE pay-per-views. I don't know if they still do or not. But my point is, I don't give a fuck how you watch it. Just, this is going to be one to watch. They're going to have Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman. That is going to be an awesome match. And my predictions, I broke it down a little bit. Like I said in the predictions, I don't want this to be a super long match. I just don't. 20-30 minutes tops is all these guys need to go. They don't need to go a long distance because it can be Total Destruction for 20 and 30 minutes, and I'll be amazed instantly. John Cena versus Roman Reigns. I really hope John Cena don't call out his spots very loud in this fucking match. I know he sticks to calling in the ring, which is awesome. I love that art. It's a lost art. But, John, keep your voice down so we can't hear you call the spot. So we can still be entertained, guys. And another thing I want to talk about, I want to talk a little about SmackDown. Something I found very interesting this last weekend on SmackDown. What the fuck is that?
This might be off Mr. Pickles. Have you seen that show?
That is a fucked up show. I don't want to know what that is. Can you send me that picture so I can post it on YouTube? And we'll see what people think about that sumbitch. By the way, my phone number is... Psych, I'm not saying that live on air. Anyway, because I don't want a million phone calls. I heard, I think Jericho did that shit before. And I'm not saying I'm as famous as Jericho, so I'm sure I wouldn't have quite the problem Jericho had. But Jericho had all kinds of people calling him for quite a while. And he ended up, I don't know if he changed his number or not, but he had people calling him, texting him. And eventually he just ignored it. And I think Punk had the same problem.
Yeah.
So you don't say your number live on air, or people won't leave you alone. So anyway, as I was getting ready to say, I want to talk about Dog Ziggler. No, we're not going to talk about no Dog Ziggler. We're going to talk about Dolph Ziggler. You know, the Shawn Michaels wannabe, the Billy Kid wannabe. Not Billy Kid. God damn it, you're confusing me, man. The B.A. Billy Gunn wannabe. The ripoff of Shawn Michaels, the ripoff of Billy Gunn. We're going to talk about Dolph Ziggler. Now, I'm not blaming him for being a ripoff of these guys. It's not his fault, this WWE created. But, sorry guys, had to take something off the mic. Anyway, gotta get comfy now while I talk about this. I'm not mad at what he's doing right now. They're coming out and playing under, coming out to other wrestlers' theme music and saying, "Is this what it takes to get over?" And it's all about in-ring performance, not about what your entrance gimmick is and all that. I'm agreeing with that. It is about in-ring performance. But here's the thing. This last week on SmackDown, first he came out as Triple H the Game, you know, doing his gimmick. Then he came out as Shawn Michaels. Hold the phone. This is where it got interesting. Didn't Dolph Ziggler, not even a year ago, be a fake wannabe Shawn Michaels for like almost a fucking year when he was in pants? Wasn't that his gimmick for like almost a year? He even had the fucking hearts on his pants and everything. I'm not the first person to call him out. Someone had actually called him out on this on Twitter. And this is his response. No. When I'm wearing shorts, because they thought it was a rip off of Shawn Michaels. Now, and he said, "No, when I'm in the shorts, I'm a rip off of Badass Billy Gunn. When I'm in pants, I'm a rip off of Shawn Michaels." Okay, got it. Okay, Ziggler, thanks for clearing that up, Ziggles. Nonetheless, you're a great in-ring performer, probably one of the best. Arguably, one of the best back there today. I'm not going to say the best because, I mean, you got Shinsuke, you got Bobby Roode, you've got some other good talent, you got AJ Styles. I'm not going to say you're the best because Lord knows that AJ Styles, Shinsuke, they're all just as good. Maybe AJ Styles may be a little bit better, but you're a great worker, great in-ring talent. Nonetheless, I would consider Dolph Ziggler above, pardon me for saying this, but John Cena. I know I'm going to catch fucking heat for this, but I would consider Dolph Ziggler better than John Cena as far as in-ring work. That's just how smooth Dolph Ziggler is. But, you know, I would like to see him in the ring and not just faking out everybody's gimmicks. WWE, put Ziggler in a fucking match, god damn it. Stop fucking around, letting him fuck around with everybody's theme music, and show us what he's got. Let Ziggler be Ziggler. Let him go out there, let him have fun. If you want him to be a heel, great. If you want him to be a face, great. I prefer Ziggler as a heel, yes. But I will take him either way I can get him right now, as long as I can see him in the ring doing what he does best, instead of fucking around with everybody else's theme music. Done with the rant now. Alright, now time for some plugs. First I'm going to let you guys know, you can always follow me on Twitter at OnlyOneCJack, that is only one, capital C, capital J, CJack. Then the only one is spelled out. It's not only, and then the number one, it is only one, O-N-E, and then the capital C, a capital J, A-C-K. That is my Twitter handle. You can follow me on there. You got any questions, send them on in. We'll get them on the show. You got any questions, you can always post them down below my YouTube video in the comments. And don't forget to smack that like button. Hit that subscribe button as hard as you possibly can. I want to see some fingers bleeding. And please, anytime you have a question, let me know. I will answer them live here on the show for you. Until next time, I am CJack. Thanks, John, very much for being on the show. And until next time, we will catch your ass later. We're going to try to do another podcast for you. Not sure if it'll be on next week's or not. But me and John are going to break down a match. And we're going to do that here coming up within the next couple weeks. I'll have that podcast ready for you. Until next time, stay safe. And I'll catch your ass later. Thanks.